How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Yes, and Susie is joining us today from...
Portsmouth.
Yes.
Well, I'm not actually. I'm on Hailing Island, which is very close to Portsmouth.
Oh, is that right? Why? Is it an island?
It is, yes. Mm. And it's where people go to retire, and it's where my mum and dad live.
Oh, it is lovely there.
Have you been?
Yes, several times. Thank you for noticing.
Oh, yes, you have. You brought my mum a... Now, what are those red flowers called you get at Christmas?
Oh, poinsettia? I always say poinsettia, but some people say poinsettia. So I don't know.
We'll go with yours, Tom.
Oh, you know. I came in, and then when we did the comedy bus, I came down.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Well, you know exactly where I am then.
I know exactly where you are. Has it been lovely being with the family?
It's been very nice. We've been here for a couple of days. It's been lovely. Although it's quite busy when you go home, I think. Like, we've been really wanting to go home for a while, but I was really scared to because of the old virus.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, we're not coming down. And then once they started opening the pubs, I thought, well, listen, if people are going to the pub, I can go and see my mum.
Yeah.
So we're down, but it's just quite busy. My cousin recently had a baby. We're going to try and see them in a park tomorrow. And then just lots of people to see, which is nice. And then it just means that like a week of what was meant to be like having quite a relaxing time ends up being actually quite busy.
Yeah.
That means you're like constantly late for things. Do you do that where you put in too many things?
I don't tend to socialise, so no. But sometimes I do, and then end up rushing around. Yeah, and then I end up rushing and I get annoyed.
Yeah. So Alice says that I always take on like one too many things.
Oh.
If I'm like needing to see people or trying to do something, and she'll be like, you always do one thing too many or two things too many.
Oh.
And that way you don't end up enjoying what you're doing. You're just constantly thinking, oh, what time should I leave so I can go and do the next thing?
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think she's right. And that's very annoying, if we're honest.
Of course.
Of course. But, of course, I'm livid.
Of course. How could you not be? But, there's a lesson in that. Are you going to stop doing as much? Or
oh, Tom, I'm going to have to be quick on this podcast. I've got 7 more podcasts to do today.
Of course. You love to podcast.
I love to pod.
She loves them. She just loves podcasting. It's easy to do. I am told that I need to get better at just going, no, I don't. I can't do that. Like, and it's okay to go, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, totally.
We sometimes are letting people down or something.
And saying no to things that you also just don't want to do. Like, you don't have to say, I don't want to do that, but you can just go, no thanks, not for me.
Yeah. It was unkind when you said that about my birthday, but nonetheless.
So, do you know what? That doesn't sound like the kind of thing I'd enjoy, not for me.
No, it's a no from me.
Thank you so much, though, but it is going to be a very hard no.
That's a hard no from me. I think you can sometimes have a little excuse in your back pocket. There's nothing wrong with that.
What sort of excuses do you have in your back pocket?
Well, I don't like to say them on the podcast. Then people will know when I'm trying to get out of their birthday. But I might say like, I've got
a falconry class.
For example, my falconry class is always on Tuesdays and sometimes Wednesdays. Saturdays all day. That's one of the things, yes? Or... that's the only thing I say. But you can come unstuck, though, I think, when you start lying.
Yes, I think you can. I think you can.
You can end up sort of, having to remember the lie, and then...
And then it's very difficult, isn't it? Very, very difficult.
Say I'm doing a gig, people go, where? And you have to make up a place.
Yeah, that's very tricky.
Very tricky, I find. Very tricky.
Very, very tricky.
Try and make some time for yourself. What else have you got planned while you're in Portsmouth?
What else have I got planned? I'm just sort of going to do some mooching, you know, some general mooching.
Oh, lovely.
And just, yeah, and just sort of chill out a bit. We're taking some cars on a test drive, Tom. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love that. What sort of car are you going to get?
We're thinking about getting a Volkswagen.
Oh, my goodness me. What are you going to get?
Maybe a T-Roc? Is it, I think it's called a T-Roc.
The Up High Golf, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Up High Golf. Why, have you looked at one of those? Tom, we can get matching cars.
Can you imagine? Should we get a bubblegum pink?
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah, lovely. Let's
really understated.
Really understated for popping down to Tesco's. Me taking half an hour to park. Lovely.
Then me jumping in and just doing it for you.
Yes, it'd be great.
I'd love that. Yeah. We did take a BMW for a ride, Tom. Obviously, now, what do you think about this? So we went to see them yesterday. Now, dear listener, I need you to know, we couldn't really afford it. We were like, we can't afford a BMW, but let's go and have a look because it's fun.
So you lied to them.
So we walked around. Anyway, we said to the man, look, we've got this much money to put down and then we can afford to pay this much a month. And he went, oh, yeah, I think we could do that car for you. So we were like, okay, great. So we said we'd have about £4,000 to put down on the car and then we'd pay off monthly. Okay.
And how much do you have? Nothing.
How much do I have? Absolutely nothing. Less than nothing. I'm in debt quite badly, actually. I was actually ringing you about a loan, Tom. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know it's awful to do.
Fine. So we said, okay. Let's talk about it. Yes. No.
So we said, I mean, it's sort of a bit pie in the sky. We were like, what about if we had £4,000 to put down and then we were paying this month? Okay, he said, oh, you could get this sort of slightly sporty BMW. We were like, oh, that's exciting. Maybe we could stretch. Maybe we could do something. Anyway, so then we went for a test drive. When we got back, he said, oh, sorry, I made a mistake. You don't need to put £4,000 down. You need to put £13,000 down.
And quite a different.
That's not like a minor mistake.
What other mistakes is he making that day? I'm glad he's not a doctor.
Well, that's the thing. And I thought, I wish I signed when you were initially making a mistake and just like, yes, I'll have it. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, but yeah. Yes.
So we've been doing a bit of that. I don't know if we're going to be able to afford to change cars, but it's quite nice to sort of have a drive around in one.
Oh, always nice. And then they come with you.
No, they don't always.
Do they not?
No. That's nice. Sometimes you have a very weird situation where you're sort of driving around with someone and you're wearing a face mask.
Oh, yeah.
That does feel quite weird.
Yeah. It's quite a fun thing to do, though, isn't it, when you've got a bit of time? You can transfer. Why not? BMWs apparently have a lovely cabin experience. That's what they say, isn't it?
Well, there you go, Tom. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
What have you been up to this week, Tom? Talk to me.
What can I tell you? I've been eating badly, I feel like. I haven't been exercising as much as I should have done. I've really fallen behind in my usual routine. So I feel bad about that. I feel really bad.
Why do you feel bad?
Well, just, you know, don't want to undo the good work.
No, but it doesn't have to be. You can just have a week where you're not being as strict about what you're eating.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think I need to get more of a balance anyway, so that's probably true.
Is it because you're quite busy with finishing the book?
And I've been finishing the book. Yes, I have been doing that. And that, I suppose, yeah, that is quite stressful, isn't it? I forget that's quite stressful. Also, I got drunk last night. So make of that what you will.
Where were you drinking last night?
I was at home.
Just by yourself? Just by myself. Slowly listening to Joni Mitchell?
Yes. You know me. Yes, it's a lovely album, Blue. For lone drinking.
You know, when you just want to tank a bottle of wine and cry. Just
take a couple of bottles of wine and get smashed out of your face.
That's a lovely thing.
I like Joni Mitchell, Moni Mitchell, as I like to call her.
Yeah, but sure.
Do you think when she writes a song, she just goes, oh, I'll just do any melody. Like, she doesn't, the melody's often like.
Yes, very, yes. It is all over the shop, isn't it?
Yeah. That's my reflection on Joni Mitchell. Do you love her though? People do love her.
No, I don't. I mean, love her is. I mean, I think she's good, but I wouldn't say that I have listened to her enough. Mm. I love that one that's really sad in Love Actually.
I have to narrow it down a bit more.
One that's really sad. You know that one that's really sad. I've looked at love from both sides now.
It's called Both Sides Now.
And still somehow. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sing it for everyone.
That's lovely.
Thank you very much.
Now, you told us earlier you're in a room with no furniture. Why is this?
So I've moved now because it was because dear producer Joel said that it was too echoey because there was no furniture in it. But so we've got the spare room. We're at mum and dad's, and then there's a little box room that could fit. You know, like a single bed.
Your parents had been robbed. Not yet.
But I mean, when I leave, I will take. I do always take something.
Oh yeah, you do actually, don't you?
I'm hoping to take the dog this time.
The dog is so lovely.
He's so sweet. Have you met the dog?
No, only my dreams.
Only your dreams. He's so small and stupid.
Oh, adorable.
It is adorable. It's really adorable. So yeah, we're just sort of. I mean, one thing that I say, tell you what, my mum is such a feeder, Tom.
Of course.
Honestly, from the moment we arrived, it was, Suze, do you want a bun? Would you like, I've got a little lemon cake in there. Do you want a scotch egg? Do you want a pork pie?
Oh, I love it.
Do you want something? Bless. Are you hungry? I'll put on the tea. Do you want, have a biscuit? Have a bit, I've got your favourite, have a biscuit. It's lovely.
Oh, bless. What time do you have dinner at your mum and dad's? Mum and dad love to eat around 6. Yeah.
I mean, the first night we were here, it was 5.
Yeah, mum.
But you know that my dad has this bizarre sleeping pattern. I'm sure I've spoken to about this on the podcast before.
Yes,
so my dad has his tea at like 5.
Yeah.
And then at about 8 o'clock, he'll go and like lay on the bed and watch telly in their room. Right. Then he'll probably fall asleep at about 9:30, 10.
Right.
Then he'll wake up at about 4 and watch the telly for a bit and then doze on the sofa and get up again.
It works 7.
Wow. I mean, you say it works for him. It's very all over the shop.
I mean, that is a bit all over the shop, though.
It is. Does he not get a bit tired? Sort of go, this is mad.
Well, and is he only getting like 6 hours of like proper sleep then?
I guess so.
I wish I could skip by on that. I can't, though. I need 9.
At least.
At least 14. 12 hours. Yeah. Oh, I'd love to be. That is what I just sleep. At Christmas, I sleep for hours.
Oh, it's so nice, though.
Yeah, it is nice.
So nice.
Yeah. But I haven't been able to do that recently, that's for sure.
No, of course not. So you've been writing your book this week. Has it been stressful? Are you enjoying it? Have you nearly finished it?
I am enjoying it. I realise I need quite a lot of sort of praise and encouragement.
I think you're doing very well.
Thank you. That was a lovely hint picked up there.
I can pick up my cues. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Yeah. So I've been enjoying it. It's quite intense, especially getting towards the end. It's quite emotional, I think.
Oh, really?
But, I suppose because as well, it's been kind of a nice experience and I'll miss it in a way. But
that's nice. That's a nice way of looking at it.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, sometimes when I've been staring at the empty page going, I've got to deliver a chapter this week, and, you know, you haven't started, then that's a bit stressful. But I might not miss that feeling so much, but...
Yeah.
You know what? You just got to write. That's all you got to do. That's what just puts on.
Yeah. Just write and keep writing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if I would use it as a means to write. I tend to write stand up
on the stage.
Yeah,
me too.
I'm not very good at sitting up, but maybe I could try and do it like this.
Some people do, don't they? They sit and write reams.
Yeah, maybe just to know what you think a bit.
Yeah,
maybe.
We had a fun time on the live show, didn't we?
We had such a great time. I was about to say we had such a great time on the live show. Thank you very much, everybody who joined us. We were amazed at the numbers. We didn't think so many people would come.
I mean, yeah, it really was. It was very flattering. It was lovely. And you made us a cocktail. You did a cocktail making class.
I know. We got it bloody everywhere, didn't I?
You did. You really
still finding bits of that cocktail. And it didn't foam up like I hoped it would. That was annoying me. That annoyed me quite a lot.
Oh, I am sorry, Tom.
Yeah, there were a few things I was disappointed with, but I'm never happy, am I? When will he be happy? Nobody knows.
No one knows. That's the trouble. No one knows.
So that was fun, though, wasn't it, to connect with everybody?
It was. It was so lovely, and everyone was really nice. and really fun and so up for it.
Yeah.
And we had two fabulous guests.
Yes, they were great guests, weren't they?
Yes. Chloe Petz and Rosie Jones.
Yes. It was nice. Nice to see their homes as well.
Yeah, so much.
Rosie had a lovely glass cabinet.
Yes, she did. Enjoyed.
It was great. It couldn't be more perfect, I
say. It really couldn't have.
It could not.
I love that we were like before we were like, okay, so the loose theme is nostalgia from school, and then that literally didn't come up once.
No, it didn't, did it? What, we started talking about everything.
We started talking about everything.
Terry Waite. I just enjoyed reminiscing about Terry Waite.
And Lesbian Check-in Club.
Lesbian Check-in Club and Breakfast at Tesco's, I thought was a highlight.
I said, what about Breakfast at Tesco's.
What?
Did people used to sing at your school, let's all go to Tesco's? And then they'd say something like, where Susie buys her best clothes, la, la, la.
There was a bit of that. Yeah, there was a bit of like shaming of where people got their clothes from.
But did they sing it?
I don't know if they did actually. Singing was deemed it.
Because I thought, that's not on, because that's very camp. And Don't take our fun campness.
Don't take that from us.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, as we know, you love buying clothes from supermarkets.
Listen, I just think... I can hear you laughing, Tom. I think that TU do some really lovely bits.
They do some lovely bits.
They do some really lovely bits, TU.
Your lovely pyjamas.
They do really good pyjamas. And actually, do you know what? I've got a shirt from there that I've worn on telly. There, what do you think of that?
You know what? You keep going like this, you could end up with sponsorship.
Oh, God. Tom, I'd be there in a New York minute.
Yeah,
there's a big one opposite me. There's loads of clothes in there.
Is it? What, in the Tesco opposite you? What, are you mum and dad?
Sainsbury's.
To you. Sorry. The same as
I'm not talking about Fred and Fred. Is that
Fred
what it's called?
Tesco on? Yeah, I think so, yeah. Your Sainsbury's used to be called the Saver Centre, and it was like a pioneering new concept for Sainsbury's. It was massive, but then it just changed it to a normal Sainsbury's. But it's still massive.
It's huge. And let me tell you, people are not observing social distancing in there.
Oh, gosh. That's worry, isn't it?
There's absolutely none of it, Tom.
Oh, no.
Have you been wearing a mask?
Yes.
Me too.
The opera one, yes. doesn't cover anything out, but...
But it's a lovely look.
Nice to put on
I can't get over these people that are like massive babies. And I've got to say, a lot of the time it does seem to be old middle-aged men online being like, I just can't wear this mask. I just can't wear this mask.
Oh, people find it difficult, don't they? I think, they are a bit weird.
If you've got a respiratory problem, I'm like, okay, fine, I get it.
Like, if you've got a respiratory problem, then you shouldn't, you should be taking extra caution, right?
But yeah, but there were people on the news this morning, Tom. You were like, I just don't like wearing, I don't believe it. And you're like,
I don't believe it.
Guys, this is it that hard to just wear a mask?
Just wear a mask. They are a bit weird. Do you find you get, I'm getting a few blemishes in the line where the mask is.
Are you?
Yeah.
Jenny Beard said something that really made me laugh about it. Mm-hmm. Dear friend of the show, Jenny Beard. She said, the problem with those masks is that it really makes you confront your own breath.
Oh, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, you can't get away from that.
You can, but what you can do is you can stick your tongue out at people that you don't like, and they'll never know.
That's a lovely thing you can do. Very good, very cheeky.
Better than swearing under your breath.
Yeah, because people will hear that still. Do you see that Belgian Prime Minister? No, Health Minister, who got a picture of her face printed on a mask? It's really disconcerting.
I mean, I saw that Tina Fey had done something similar for like a 30 Rock reboot.
Oh, really? Which I found very funny.
But you know, as you'll know if you listened to the show before, Tina Fey can do no wrong.
No, she can do no wrong. She's very funny. Do you follow her on... I don't follow her on Instagram. I don't think
she's on it, is she?
I wouldn't have said she's the sort of person who'd be on it, but I don't know. Maybe she is. Maybe she is.
Let's all look. Did you see there was an American... There was like an American health, a governor or something who was basically saying the coronavirus isn't real and there's nothing to worry about and it's not going to hurt so many people. And then he literally had a coughing fit.
Oh,
and it
no.
was, you just think, this is terrible press.
This is,
it just makes me think of The Thick of It.
I know, yeah. It's amazing how, like, I think those programs are a lot more accurate than we realise.
Oh, I think they're so accurate.
Yeah, it's worrying, isn't it?
Oh, Tom, I've been watching a documentary about the Murdochs. I mean...
Have you?
I have, and it feels very real-life House of Cards.
I was going to say, and isn't it like Succession, which I haven't watched, but you did watch, didn't you?
No, other people keep telling me to watch it. I haven't watched it, but apparently, yes, it's just like that.
I would like to watch that.
Yeah, I think it'd be very up your boulevard.
Yeah, I bet. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's the sort of thing I like. Drama, powerful people.
Strong women.
Some nice outfits. Strong women.
Strong women in a good suit. I mean, that's one of Such Good Friends.
Such Good Friends, exactly. I also enjoy Celine Dion in a nice suit. You know that white one she wore with the broad-brimmed hat?
Tom, are you gay? That?
I'm not anymore, actually. I've actually outdone it today.
I'm You've gone the whole way around the circle.
I've worn it out. Yeah. That's Celine Dion. Any listeners who haven't seen it, type in Celine Dion, white suit. You will not be disappointed. A bit like Celine Dion when she was in the car and someone sang her song at her. And she...
I've seen this.
And she listens to it and then she just winds the window up, doesn't she?
Yeah. It's so funny. I still can't get over what you shared on the first live podcast. That within a matter of months, you were asked to be the face of celibacy and the face of an STI clinic.
Yeah. And then I said that on a like quite serious pride event. I thought that would be a funny icebreaker to discuss. And I don't think anybody else laughed. I think they were like, why didn't you do it? That would have been a really powerful thing to do. It would have been a really good thing to do. They were not laughing at that. They didn't
I think the thing more than anything is just that you're giving out such mixed signals.
I know, yeah, right? I know.
Such mixed signals.
I know. I mean, when will people make up their mind about who they want me to be?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know, Tom. That's the problem.
I feel like people have made up their mind. They want me to be the face of celibacy.
The gays have spoken.
The gays have spoken and acted. Or not.
Quite forcefully, in fact.
Quite definitely, they see me as the face of celibacy. So I'm taking it on board. I'm with it.
What else are you up to this week, Tom?
So recovering from this hangover, and then what have I got? I've got to do something on Friday, and I can't remember what it is.
That's the spirit.
That's the spirit, isn't it? I'm quite looking forward to having a bit of a day off on Sunday.
Don't know what to do.
I might do a face mask.
Lovely. Face pack.
Yeah, why not, eh? Why not?
Treat yourself.
Nourishing face mask. I like to do that. What do you do? Do you like to do a face mask?
I do them frequently.
Do you do the ones that are like Maya Jama does, the cloth ones?
I love
that
you
use
Maya Jama as a...
She...
Is she doing a lot of them on Instagram?
She does them on Instagram. I think it's Maya
She's
Jama.
So lovely and so attractive.
She's so cool, isn't she?
She's so cool. She's so beautiful. I met her in real life when I did Don't Hate the Player.
Oh, yeah. Was she great.
She was really friendly.
So nice.
And she's so attractive. I felt like a small little troll.
Oh, don't be
silly. Do you ever get that? Do you know what I mean?
She did say that about you, though. Social media.
Oh, yeah. You're friends with that small little troll.
Hey, she said it. She didn't, but she likes to wear a face mask on a plane. That's her thing.
Does she?
Yeah. It's very extra.
It's extra and I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't mind it at all.
I don't mind it one bit.
Got to wash her face then in one of those tiny little sinks?
I cannot tell you. I think she probably packs a small... bag of sinks, and then she chooses a sink that she likes and she takes that in, or maybe a small bag of cosmetics that have like a cleanser or a toner. But then didn't you cleanse and tone before, is that right? And then you put a face mask on.
I mean, it's you would wash all your makeup off first.
Oh yes.
And then I think it sort of depends. Sometimes you cleanse and tone first. But yeah, I do. I have like a mud one and a couple of other ones. And then a peel I occasionally do.
Ooh, a peel. That sounds good. Very appealing. Is it fun? Is that nice to do?
Yeah, pulls all the shit out of your skin.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I might do that.
And then you can sort of look at it and go, oh, look at all the stuff that was in my skin. That's disgusting.
Oh, great. I would like that.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, great. Are you going to go and do a face pack now then?
I might go do a face pack right now. I'm going to treat myself. I can't work out whether to do a cloth one or to do a cream one. You know.
Tom, do you know what? Do one today and do another tomorrow.
Can you do them one after the other?
Oh, yeah, I've said so.
Well, if Susie says so, then I'll do it. Then I'll do it. Okay, great. All right, well, that's what I'm going to go and do.
Okay, cool.
And I'll feedback next week.
Okay, that'd be great.
What are you going to do, Suze?
What am I going to do? I'm going to go upstairs and start making a spag bol.
Oh, lovely. Spag bol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we're having tonight. Because it's not summer, is it? It does feel quite wintry today. So
it's gone a bit overcast. Yeah, that'll be nice. But it's got a Mediterranean flair to it, hasn't it?
Thank you for saying that, Tom.
I've always said that about you. Thank you, everybody, for everything and for joining us again. And do feel free to get in touch. As you know, the PO Box.
Yes.
Chat to likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
Please do.
And do just keep us posted on everything, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody.
We'll speak to you later then. We'll see you next week, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
As ever. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.